சதாசிவ சமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சார்ய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சார்ய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம்.
சாப்டர் 9 ஸ்லோகா 29.
சமோஹம் சர்வ பூதேஷு ந மே த்வேஷோஸ்தி ந ப்ரியஹ. யே பஜந்தி து மாம் பக்த்யா மயி தே தேஷு சாப்யஹம்.
In this 9th chapter, Lord Krishna clearly presenting the advantages of nishkama bhakti and the disadvantages of sakama bhakti. Sakama bhakti, the advantage is finite, temporary. Nishkama bhakti, advantages or phalam, is infinite phalam. That phalam is infinite shashvatam. Therefore, one has to shift from sakama bhakti to nishkama bhakti gradually. Nishkama bhakti means we can call it as sannyasi bhakti. In 28th shloka, Lord Krishna used the word sannyasa yoga yuktatma. What I said, sannyasa means in the last class, karma drishtya yogi, phala drishtya sannyasi. Karma drishtya, while performing one's own duty, is a karma yogi. What do you mean by karma yogi? If I am a karma yogi, as I perform actions, at the same time I entertain that motive. What motive? Not any selfish motive. I look at that action as Isharapanam karma. I look at my every action as an offering to the Lord. Karma yoga means there are two steps in karma yoga. Isharapana buddhya karma puru, prasada buddhya phalam swikuru. So any action from the morning till night, whatever I do, I entertain a good motive, sadbhavana, right attitude. This action I am offering to the Lord. Idam na mama. This action I am not doing for my selfish ends, including taking bath, eating food, bringing up children, taking care of the house, taking care of our my finance, anything for that matter, without leaving anything, without exception. So my attitude is, this is called sadbhavana, right attitude. Ishwar arpana buddhya aham karma karomi. That is why in sankalpa what we say, Ishvara prityartham aham pujam karishye, aham snanam karishye, Ishvara prityartham aham bhojanam karishye, Ishvara prityartham. To please the Lord, it is an offering. Just attitude. Then phalam comes. In spite of doing lot of exercise, yoga, many things, phalam comes. What? Surya Namaskara I do every day as an offering to the Lord. In spite of doing all exercise yoga, body gives sometimes pain, bad phalam. What to do? Without grumbling, prasada buddhya phalam swikuru. It is a prasadam given by the Lord, that's all. To my expectations, I may not get the results many times. But the phalam is coming from the Lord, because I have offered my action to the Lord. Once I offer naivedyam, after naivedyam what remains is what? Prasadam. So you offer as naivedyam, comes it to you as prasadam. So what I am offering here? My duty. I am offering to the Lord. Coming in a sometimes favorable, sometimes unfavorable. I take it as what now, as a karma yogi, prasadam. Sweet prasadam, bitter prasadam also. That is why in temple, whenever we go there, whatever they give, we put in the mouth. Tulasi dalam, put in the mouth. Lotus leaf petal, put in the mouth. Vibhuti, put in the mouth. So this type of attitude we develop. He is called Sannyasa Yoga Yuktatma, whose mind is with this bhavana, karma yoga bhavana, is called Sannyasa Yoga Yuktatma. Such persons, they will attain me soon. They will attain me soon means they will disappear from the earth. People are afraid of that word, some people. They will attain me means people afraid of. Bhagavan wants to clarify that. They need not afraid of that attainment. Attainment is this. What? They are in me, I am in them. Mahavakya. In that 29th sloka we were seeing in the last class. Samoham sarvabhuteshu name dveshyaha asti na priyaha asti. No one is dear to me or not dear to me. They are all equal to me. What example I gave? Those who come near to the Lord, they attain liberation. Those who do not approach the Lord, come near to the Lord, they cannot get liberation. If you go near to the fire, you can be free from COVID. If you are away from the fire, you feel more cold. That's why you want to utilize that fire or not is in whose hands? Your hands. Like that, here also, make use of that. Ishvara's grace. Going towards Lord means there is a physical, in the fire and yourself, going near to that physical action is involved. Going near the Lord means there is no physical action involved. Going near the temple and going inside the temple and sitting near the Lord, that is okay. But that is not the ultimate meaning, final meaning. Here, final meaning is keeping the Lord within your heart. How to keep the Lord within my heart? My heart is very small. How to keep? Keeping the Lord in your heart means not physically. You cannot keep the all-pervading Lord in your heart. Your mind has to be saturated, filled with the thought of the Lord. That is what keeping the Lord. Your mind is now saturated with son, daughter, husband, wife, family, house. Now your mind has to be saturated with, filled with, endowed with Bhagavan's thoughts. That is what going near to the Lord. Understand? So the statements we have to interpret properly and understand properly. Otherwise problem. This is clear. Keeping the Lord in your mind, going, approaching the Lord or going to the Lord near means keeping the Lord in your heart. Keeping the Lord in your heart means your mind has to be saturated with the Lord's thinking, thought, His glory, His nature, His aparaprakriti, His paraprakriti, all those, the teachings should be there in the mind. That is called saturated mind with God. this is called going near to the Lord. Understand? Then what will happen, such a person, slowly he comes to understand my real nature, Paramatma, as his own nature. Jivatma, Paramatma are not two, only one Atma is there, he recognized. Samoham sarvabhuteshu. This word we have to understand properly. Here samoham means don't read as moham. Okay. Samoham. People are all deluded out of me. Not like that. Aham samaha sarvabhuteshu. Towards all beings, aham samaha. What do you mean by all beings? What do you mean by being actually? Yesterday night and midnight I got to one explanation for being. I like it, I want to share with you. Okay. The being, each letter, if you see, it is wonderful. Vedantically you have to look into that. B stands for Brahman. E stands for existence. I stands for infinite. N stands for naturally sentient principle. G stands for governing principle of the entire matter world. எனக்கு ரொம்ப பிடிச்சிருக்கு. I hope you also can enjoy. Being means what? Brahman. The existence. The existence, infinite, naturally sentient. That is very important. Because insentient things are also sentient, not naturally. They all have borrowed sentiency. But Brahman is a naturally sentient principle. What this principle doing? Governing the entire world, which is matter, the entire materialistic world, governing the entire materialistic world. Beautiful. Who am I now? I am being. What type of being? I am Brahman, the existence, infinite, naturally sentient principle, who is governing the entire materialistic world. La Guru Krupa. Okay, this is not my invention. Okay, all comes because of learning from that gurus. Just it came in my mind. So really, it's wonderful. Being means Atma, Chaitanyam. So I am same in all human beings towards all beings, because they are Atma. I am Atma. How can I see them different from me? So this Nishkama Bhakta, all the way he comes to Shastra and understands my nature, and he sees me as dear to him. I see him as dear to me. Saha me priyaha. In the next line, te mayi teshu aham. I am in them, they are in me. I am in them, they are in me. Chain is, gold is telling, gold. Tangamaligai gold is talking. All these ornaments, you come to Usman Road, okay. We in Usman Road now, mentally. All jewel shops. Gold is talking, announcing that platform, pole is standing in between, no? As gold is standing. Announcing to everyone. All of you listen, in these all jewel shops, I am there in the gold, I am in those ornaments are in me. Announcing loudly. Just imagine. All these ornaments are in me, I am in them. That means what? These ornaments are in me means ornaments cannot exist separate from me. They cannot exist without me, the gold. If I see gold walk out from the jewel shop, every ornament will walk out. No ornament can stay there. Similarly, I, the gold, am in them. In the form of gold, I am in and through of every ornament, in every nook and corner of that ornament. No ornament can exist separate. So, ornament has to recognize what? I am the ornament with a temporary name and form. Really speaking, I am gold only. When before I was born as ornament, I was gold. When I am appearing as ornament also, I am gold. Then again this lady buying today, tomorrow she will melt me, again brings back. Afterwards she without that shape and form and name, I remain as gold. That ornament, intelligent ornament. The intelligent ornament says, I was gold, now also I am gold. I am ever, I will be gold ever. Gold is a very shining face. Now come to Atma. Paramatma, the Jivatma, Jnani and Paramatma are looking at each other. Paramatma is like a gold. This person who is standing is like an ornament. Intelligent ornament. That means intelligent student and artha. Vedanta student. Okay, this student has recognized, I am the Atma. Bhagavan also thinking, I am also Atma. That means what? Bhagavan, the Atma Swarupam, is in every form. I, the Atma, also is in every form. I means which I here? Remove the Bhagatyaga Lakshana Pandana. Sula Shariram Vitriktaha, Sukshma Sharira Vitriktaha, Karana Sharira Vitriktaha, Aham Avasthatraya Pancha Kosha Vilakshanaha, Sakshi Chaitanya Atma, Aham Brahma Asmi, Ishwaraha Mama Vitriktaha Nasti. Ishwaraha is not different from me. Therefore, now how far Bhagavan from us? How far, how much distant he is? How much away from us? How much distance he is away from us? Gold is how much distance he is maintaining from the ornament. How far? Gold is how far from the ornament? Tell me. Far. Chain is gold. There is a question of far distance. Similarly, if you look at the Bhagavan, he is far away from me. He is in Kapaleshwara temple, he is in Parthasarathi temple, he is in Anjaneyar temple. How long you say this? How long? Enough what you have done, that puja, everything, enough. Come to understand the truth. Bhagavan is not in the temple. Bhagavan is in the temple also. Bhagavan is not in the Hridayam. Bhagavan is in the Hridayam also. Ippadi sollanum. Bhagavan is everywhere. Now that is second step. Bhagavan is not in the temple. Bhagavan is in the heart. Bhagavan is in the not only in the heart. Bhagavan is in the heart also. This is only improvement. You are improving. Further you have to go. Bhagavan is not in the heart also. The one who is telling, one who is uttering these words, he is originally Bhagavan. Wave is telling. In all waves water is there. Wave is talking. In all waves water is there. In vapor also water is there. Water alone is there. Water is in the vapor also. Wave is talking. Water is in the bubble also. Wave is talking. Water is in the steam also. Water is in the ice cream also. Water is in the freezer also. Wave is talking. What wave has to say? Everything is water. Who is talking, the wave is also instead of saying this is water, that is water, this is water, what is the use? The wave should say, I am water, I am not wave at all. Now what we are saying like that only? Bhagavan is all pervading, Bhagavan is everywhere, Bhagavan is there in Vaikuntha also, Bhagavan is there in Kailasa also, Bhagavan is there in Puja room also, Bhagavan is there in the temple also. What about this person who is saying? Krishna is tired also. Bhagavan says, stop telling. I am tired of listening. I am waiting when you are going to say, you are Bhagavan. I am waiting for that. How long I can listen this? Bhagavan is all pervading, Bhagavan is everywhere, Bhagavan is in and through. Enough. All the statements. I am waiting to listen from you that you have to claim you are Bhagavan. Making this body, mind, complex, nitya, anatma, matter, claim yourself you are atma. That is what I want to listen from you. Who says, Lord Krishna? If I say, you won't listen. Lord Krishna says, Aham teshu te mayi. These bhaktas will come to know, I am in them, they are in me. Really speaking, this statement also only for understanding purpose. Don't think curd is in the pot. No? I am in them, they are in me. Don't take literally. It means I am everything. I am everything. Atma alone is everything. What about that different forms? They are as good as non-existent. They are all as good as non-existent. For example, you stand in front of the mirror. You see so many faces. You say, I am appearing as many. You are appearing as many. Yes, that is true. You are appearing as many. But what is the fact? All appearances, all reflections, all forms, even though I am seeing, they are all as good as non-existent. Because they are unreal. When can you say they are all unreal? While seeing or not seeing? While seeing itself, you will have to say they are all unreal. You can say. It's called knowledge. Jnani also sees all bodies, all forms as the Atma's reflection only. Jnani sees like that. So I have to become a Jnani, then I have to see the world, all forms like that. That day you are Jivan Muktaha. That day only. Bhagavad Gita alla 9th chapter varaku vandachu. Means Swamini, half Jivan Mukta I am because the 9th chapter. 18th chapter la Ardha Bhagam. So half over Bhagavad Gita. Now I am half Jivan Mukta. Rest of the 9 chapters if I complete that, half Jivan Mukta also will complete. Never. Even you study Bhagavad Gita hundreds of times, you can never become Jivan Mukta if you don't understand this word. Aham teshu te mayi. If you don't understand this Mahavakya, Tatu Tvam Asi Aham Brahmasmi, Lord Krishna putting in this form it in Bhagavad Gita. So up to here we saw in the last class. Okay. So Atma Rupena Aham Teshu Atma Rupena Te Mayi. I am in them in the form of Atma. They are in me in the form of Atma. Appo rendu Atma Swamini. There are no two Atmas. Two waters are there. Water is one. There are no two Atmas. Only one Atma in every body, in every body. Next shloka.
Api chet sudurācārah bhajate mām ananyabhāk సాధురేవ సమంతవ్యః. సమ్యగ్ వ్యవసితో హి సః.
In one kirtana, Thagaraja sings Rama Bhakti Samrajya. There he says one word, Swanubhavedyamena, Swa Anubhava Vedyame. The Lord you have to recognize as your own nature. This is called Swa Anubhava Vedyamena. As yourself. My Guru knows who is Bhagavan, therefore I also know, no guarantee. My mother eats, but I have to eat, no? Husband eats for wife's sake, wife eats for husband's sake. Let's say some husband sends wife to the class. And if she gets moksha, I'll also get moksha. Some wife send only husband, they will never come. Because avar ku moksha vanda enakku vanda maadhiri dhaan. அப்ப அவர் சாப்பிட்டோட ஒண்ணு சாப்பிட மாதிரிதானே சாப்பிடாமனே இரு. ஆல் திஸ் வோன்ட் வொர்க் ஹியர் இன் மோக்ஷா. எவ்ரி ஒன் ஹேஸ் டு கம் அண்ட் லிசன். தே ஹாவ் டு அசிமிலேட். ஓகே. சோ பகவான் சேஸ் ஃப்ரம் 38th ஸ்லோகா ஆன்வர்ட்ஸ் அப் டு 34 லார்ட் கிருஷ்ணா க்ளோரிஃபையிங் த பக்தி, நிஷ்காம பக்தி. ஹவு கிரேட் திஸ் நிஷ்காம பக்தி. He has explained what is sakama bhakti and what is nishkama bhakti, and he compared contrast the study of sakama bhakti and nishkama bhakti, and nishkama bhakti phalam also he has given, and he is giving that glory of that bhakti. Saha ananya bhak mam bhajate. That nishkama bhakta bhajate means worship me. Ananya bhak, anya bhak means seeking something else. Na anya bhak means ananya bhak, not seeking anything else other than me, not seeking anything else other than me. Ivara directa solrar Krishnar paarunga, namak edanal moola irukuma, koyilukku poi bhagavan enak adikudu idikudu adikudu, appo nama ella enna bhak? அந்யபாக்கு. பகவான் கிருஷ்ண ஓப்பன்லி டெல்லிங், நம்ம காதல்ல போட்டுக்கவே மாட்டோம் பாருங்க. ஜஸ்ட் வி கிளாஸ் ஓவர். அது என்ன பண்ணி கிருஷ்ணன் பிரார்த்தனைக்கு அப்புறம் கண்ணுக்கு தோச்சுட்டு வச்சிருவோம். வி ஆர் வெரி ஸ்மார்ட். பகவான் இஸ் ஸ்மார்டர், ஸ்மார்டெஸ்ட். ஓகே, தட் இஸ் நாட் த வே ரெஸ்பெக்டிங் பகவத்கீதா. பகவான் இஸ் ஆஸ்கிங் அனன்யபாக்கு மாம் பஜதேன. That Nishkama Bhakta is one who is worshipping me without seeking anything else other than me.
Swamini, appo onnu keka vendama? We should not ask for our health. We should not ask for our children's study, prosperity. We should not ask for family members anything.
Bhagavan says, if you don't ask also, if you are Ananya Bhak, that is my job. It is included. It is included. You need not ask separately. So some places we say separately ask. If you don't ask mother also cannot give food. How mother knows you are hungry? This is one way of presentation. Sometimes I myself said, ask Bhagavan whatever you want. Now little refined statement. Okay. That is only for immature students. You ask for health, you ask for spiritual knowledge, you ask for sadhana chatushtaya sampatti, you ask for guru. These are all only for mandha adhikari. If you consider you are a mandha adhikari, take that. For madhyama uttama adhikari, uttama adhikari keep it aside. Okay, madhyama adhikari kena jolo, Bhagavan, you give me the best, whatever is best, give me, because you are my well-wisher. You know what is the best. I am innocent. I do not know what is right, what is wrong. So please guide me. Therefore, human being prone to commit a mistake. every human being commit a mistake. We can say it is a privilege also. Committing mistake is a privilege. Who will do mistake? In this creation, 84 lakhs of species, no being commit mistake. Dharima, no other being can commit mistake. Only human being commit mistake. But committing mistake is nothing wrong, but perpetuating the mistake is wrong. Perpetuating the mistake again and again, nourishing the mistake, doing again and again repeatedly, that is called a mistake. That is wrong, that is bad. Shastra says, if you commit mistake also, don't develop guilt. Don't continue yourself in guilt always. Kimahagum sadhuna karavam. Why I didn't do this way? Why I did this? Kimahagum papam karavam iti. Why I did sinful actions? Don't have guilt at all. Don't do repeatedly that sinful action. So Bhagavan says, Ananyabhat, whoever worship me without seeking anything else, saha sadhuhu eva. Sadhuhu eva. He is considered as saintly person. Sadhuhu eva. Without asking for any materialistic ends, you see in Tamil Nadu how many bhaktas, they left everything, they sought after only God. Only God. All the names should come on our lip. Thiruvati, Arati, Thiruvam, Thiruvas, Jnana Sambandha, Thiru Jnana Sambandha. Like so many are there. Umpteen. One or two. You know all the list. I hope so. Big list is there. In every state for that matter. They are all Ananya Bhak. What we are? We say, Avaru Romba. Avaru Romba. Nee enna pa. Ippri sullindeye kaalam thanninde irupa. That is not fair. No? So we have to seek the Lord. Bhagavan, please bless me with a righteous thinking. Sadhu eva. Because he has surrendered to me. Without asking anything, he has come to me. He'll become a saint. He is as good as saint. Sadhu eva mantavyaha. You must consider him as a sadhu. Tamil or sadhu irukke. Avar romba sadhu paavu. Avar romba sadhu enna onnume theriyadhu achi pichi en artham. Not that meaning, you know. That is colloquial meaning. People are extending that. Sadhu means what? Meaning, Puja Swamiji says, Dayananda Swamiji. Phalakaryam sadhnoti iti sadhuhu. Phalakaryam sadhnoti iti sadhuhu. The one who accomplish many things while living. The one who accomplish many things while living. Accomplishing what? Accomplishing those things which are very, very useful to the social order. Accomplishing many things which are all very useful for the protection of Sanatana Dharma. Accomplishing many things to protect this Vaidika Dharma. Living in Vaidika Dharma and protecting Vaidika Dharma. This is called accomplishing. That person is called sadhu. Otherwise, militants are also sadhus. Okay, phalakaryam sadhnoti, no? Maoists, militants, terrorists, all should not sadhus. Phalakaryam satkaryam sadhnoti. Dharmakaryam sadhnoti is sadhu. Okay. Now, I have to say myself, I am a sadhu. Not by wearing saffron only, even color dress also, I can be a sadhu. Sadhu means what? Loving everyone, accommodating everyone, forgiving everyone, respecting everyone. These are all called sadhu nature. Not blaming anyone, not criticizing anyone.
looking entire creation as the Ishvara Swarupam. This is nature of sadhu. One lady was telling, I am Ramma Sadhu, that's why I left you, otherwise I would have punished you. If a sadhu can talk like that, suppose a person, a lady or gent says, you have done lots of mistakes. Since I am a sadhu, I have forgiven you. Otherwise, I have given tit for tat. Enna sadhu? Sadhu appadi pesuvane. So, sometimes we always publicize ourselves. You know how soft I am, okay? How patient I am, you know. Don't test my patience. What's your patience? Yeah. I am so tolerant person. Okay, if you go 2 months my kochappa your tolerance, then sometimes we are all proud. No? Person's ego comes because of our own good habits or virtues, our ego will be puffed up. I am a very good person. That means you want to be a bad person, huh? Being good is natural. Why you have to say you are a good person? It is to be natural, no? Spontaneous. Never utter such words by mistake also. Okay. Namak ariyavana kuda onnu oru oru vaatti. Bhagavan is there listening, all watching your mind. What you are thinking also Bhagavan knows. You can cheat anybody in the world, you can never cheat Bhagavan. That is your inner conscience. Be true to your inner conscience all the time. All the way it will take you to Brahma Jnanam. I will tell you. Be true to your inner conscience. Atma Sakshi. Never cheat your inner conscience. You will attain Brahma Jnanam in this birth itself. There is no doubt in that. How much you are true to yourself, check. This is called a litmus test. That's why many people afraid to come to Vedanta class. Clear that? Shastra is like a mirror. It's a mirror. Sadhureva saha mantavyaha. Sa mahatma. Saha sadhu eva. Even suduracharaha api ched. Even he is doing sinful actions. He was doing suduracharaha. Valmiki was a robber. Ratnakaraha. He was stealing everything from everyone and killing other people before he was becoming a Valmiki. He was Ratnakaraha, Sudurachara. One Rama mantra changed his life. Narada asked, why you are stealing all these things? Why you are killing people? Looting people na? Ratnakara said, all for my family's sake. They are happy if I give lot of money. Narada asked, see, if you are doing this much, don't you get a papam? You are sharing the money with your family. Are they take your papam also? Why not? They will take my papam also. When they are taking my money, what am I giving? They will take my papam. Go and ask your wife and come back. I will sit here. Then he went and asked his wife, you see, how am I giving money, you know? I am looting people. I am stealing from them. I am getting all this wealth by wrong ways. I get a papam. Are you going to share my papam? Are you going to take my little papam? Wife said, never. How can I take your papam? I am your wife. You have to feed me. You have to give money to me. But not your papam. Then he rushed to Narada. Hey Narada, my wife said like this, I don't want to earn money today onwards. Because when they are not sharing my papam, they are taking my money, they are not sharing my papam. Then Narada said, this is the nature of the world, Ratnakara. Now you have done lots of sinful actions. Now you want to be purified. You want to come out of this whole papa. In future, you should not do any sinful actions. Means only one mantra. What is that mantra? Tell me. Then Narada said, Rama. You say Rama? Mara, he said.
Then is person cannot utter properly also Rama. Ra should come from the tongue, you know, you have to twist it. Ra should come. He is not able to utter the letter Ra. Therefore he said Mara. Ma is easy, no? Mara. Then Narada said, okay, go on telling Mara, Mara, Mara. One day it will become Rama. Mara, 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 Mara. What will happen? Rama. Sudurachara sadhu eva ananya vak mam bhajate. One best example Valmiki. Let's say we need not feel guilt, whatever we have done, but don't do further. Change yourself. Like that many people you see in our history, Puranas. Sadhu eva mantavyaha saha. Samyat vyavasitaha. He has resolved rightly. He became a Valmiki Maharshi and he wrote Ramayana. And what a Ramayana, what a text he has written. He became a Maharshi. A robber becoming Valmiki Maharshi. This is the shloka. You remember that. Valmiki. Is it true or not? Now tell me. What Bhagavan said is true. He became a Maharshi. Mahan. He is a Brahmana. Shudra, Vaishya. Never. Caste is doesn't matter. Your mind is the matter. You have to change your mind. Transformation. That's why we need not feel guilt about the past. Wasting our time about the past. Now I am living in the present. I want to become a divine person. Not for the world's sake. I want to convert myself man-man to divine man. Is it possible or not possible? Then, mara, mara, mara. Like that you have to, don't say mara, mara. Okay. Mara, mara, shunna. We have to study Shastra, understand, come out of all, then, papam. Samyak vyavasitaha, that is the firm, correct resolve, correct decision in life. That person has come to a right decision, Arjuna. He has become a sadhu. Therefore, that means what here? I forgive everyone if they come to me. This is what Bhagavan's promise. Next shloka.
Kshipram bhavati dharmatma. Shashvachantim nigacchati kaunteya pratijanihi name bhakta pranashyati.
Arjuna, you have to do dandora. Dandora means what? Declaration. Lord Krishna said like this, you have to do publicity. Very publicity fund. Right, I am giving guarantee card. You ask them all people to come to me. I am going to give them guarantee card. I will save them. I will protect them. Therefore, always reduce evil actions. Reduce adharmic actions, adharmic words, adharmic thoughts. Reduce. You cannot come totally within one night, 100% you cannot become pure within night. Reduce first. Then you have to take, involve, implement what you want to become, what change first. Reduce all wrong actions and reform yourself. After reforming yourself, then what way you want, that you have to implement. Every day I want to do Ashtanga Yoga, Asana, Pranayama. Implement. Okay. First reduce your body weight. Do some meditation, Pranayama. Be disciplined. Make your life a routine, day-to-day routine. Morning, this much time, this sadhana. This put timetable. Regularly. I want to do this way, puja this much time, japa this much time,
chanting this much time. Like that you put temple visit and satsanga, all you have to plan. Then we implement all reforms. Nalla iruka swami ni prepare pannita January varudhu ella ready panni vechiri appo after 2 months we will forget we have prepared and plan and must implement. Plan, want to reform myself, implement. So and pray to the Lord, Bhagavan, give me strength to implement all of them. Please show your grace to me. I want to implement all of them. I don't want to waste my life. Please guide me. Please guide me. Ask Bhagavan. He will guide. Therefore, Lord Krishna says, Shipram bhavati dharmatma. He will become a dharmatma. Atma means mind. Dharme atma antakaranam yasya saha. The one whose mind is in always in keeping with dharma. Therefore, dharma is separate. Bhagavan is separate. Never think. If you are a dharmic person, Bhagavan is with you all the time. I am Brahma dharmic swamini. They are making me like a doormat. Never say that word. It is insult to Bhagavan. How can we say? If you are a dharmatma, how can people make use of you? Doormat. Bhagavan is not there to take care of you. Who can make me like a doormat? Never utter. Many people utter such words. I was like that, Swami. Now I have changed a lot. What? I was dharmatma. Now I am a dharmatman. Because I have lost my money. I have lost my goodwill. I have lost. So what? If you lost money also, doesn't matter. Financially robbed, nothing, doesn't matter. People, good people become bad people because of the wrong interpretation. If you are a dharmatma, now you have become a more strong dharmatma, powerful dharmatma, not that adharmatma. Maximum society, politics, people, corruption going on, so much problems are there in the society. So therefore I also want to become adharmatma. I can't survive. Survive? If I won't survive, he will take care of. Let him take me. I don't bother. But I cannot compromise with the values. I was giving respect to everyone, Swamini. People really... So what now? I am not respecting anybody. Hey, this is not life. Don't become like that. You are respecting everyone. It is really a fortune. Bhagavan has given a good... virtue for you, loving others, compassion, kindness, all these are very naturally Bhagavan has given to you, means you have done lot of punya. Not that because of some bad people influence you have to become again adharmikana. Never become like that. Therefore in the family, suppose anybody says you are unfit, you don't know anything, you want to go love me thiriyadu vaalkaila onnu enna thiriyadanna. அப்படியே கேட்டு இந்த காலில் விடுங்கோ. ரியல் இட் இஸ் அ சர்டிபிகேட். ஐ வில் டெல் யூ, உனக்கு புழக்க தெரியாது, உனக்கு ஏர்ன் பண்ண தெரியாது, இதெல்லாம் சொல்லுவான். தியாகராஜன் கூட அப்படிதான் சொன்னான். அவங்க அண்ணா இப்ப தியாகராஜா இஸ் தே ஆர் சிங்கிங் தியாகராஜா சாங்ஸ் ஆர் தியாகராஜா பிரதர்ஸ் சாங்ஸ். டெல் மீ, தே ஆர் சிங்கிங் ஒன்லி தியாகராஜா சாங்ஸ், நாட் ஹிஸ் பிரதர். நோபடி நோஸ் ஹூ இஸ் ஹிஸ் பிரதர். தியாகராஜா sacrifice everything for Rama's sake. Who is Rama? Ramo Vigrahavan Dharma. That is called dharmic life. Therefore, my life is in keeping tune with what I have reformed myself. In keeping with that dharma, I have to follow. Chitram bhavati dharmatma. Very soon he becomes a dharmatma. Once he chants Bhagavan name, surrender to Bhagavan, satsangam, sadgrandha patanam is there, how he can go away from God? He can never go away from God. Shipram bhavati dharmatma. Then what is the benefit? Shashvat chantim nigachati. He attains. Nigachati means he attains. Nigachati, nishchayena gachati. Here, on commentator writes, gachyati means janati. Nishchayena janati. Gachyatthaka dhatu naam jnanarthakatvat. Gati dhatu, gachyati, goes, where he goes. According to our
வேதாந்த டீச்சிங் கச்சதி ஜானாதி, நிச்சயேன ஜானாதி பிராப்னோதி, தட் இஸ் கால்ட் கச்சதி. நம்ம இந்த வேர்ட் நார்மலி பீப்புள் டிரான்ஸ்லேட் வாட் ஹூஎவர் டீச் பகவத்கீதா சப்போஸ் வித்வுட் சம்பிரதாய குரு நீ கச்சதி போயிருக்கார் பாருங்க is traveling, going. இரண்டர் கலந்தார். அது that is not the meaning gacchati. Understand? That is not gacchati. He or she recognizes. ஞானம் பிராப்னோதி. அஹம் பிரம்மாஸ்மி இதி ஞானம் பிராப்னோதி. க்ஷிப்ரம் பவதி தர்மாத்மா சஸ்வத் சாந்திம் நர். சாஸ்வத சாந்தி ஜானாதி. அஹம் சாந்தம் சிவம் அத்வைதம் இதி ஜானாதி. அஹம் சாந்தஸ்வரூபா ஆத்மா இதி சஹ ஜானாதி. ஐ ஆம் எவர் சாந்தி ஸ்வரூபம் ஆத்மா இன்ஃபினிட் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் ஹி ரிகக்னைஸ். தட் இஸ் கால்ட் சஸ்வத் சாந்தி. இல்லைன்னா இப்படிதான் நிம்மதி வருது சுவாமி நம்மளுக்கு. என்ன கிருஷ்ணர் சொன்னார் சஸ்வத் சாந்தி, ஏய் அந்த சாந்தி இந்த சாந்தி, this peace will go into pieces. What peace comes out of bhajan, what peace comes out of some puja, some dhyanam is not the eternal peace. Nanya pantha ayanaya vidyate. There is no other marga other than recognizing myself for peace. The peace you are getting, shanti, temporary peace, when you see a serial, when you see your son, your daughter, whatever you like, favorable things comes, you also get peace. How long that peace will be there? Conditional peace, that is. Lord Krishna is not talking about that conditional peace, the temporary peace. He is talking about Shantam Shivam Advaitam, Shashvat Shantim. What Tyagaraja said, Shantamu Leka, Saukhyamu Ledu. இப்ப நமக்கு சௌக்கியம் இருக்க, வந்து போயிட்டு இருக்க சௌக்கியம், வந்து போயிட்டு இருக்க சாந்தி, இந்த சாந்தி யாருக்கு வேணும் அப்பா? திஸ் பர்சன் சஸ்வத் சாந்தி. அந்த வேர்ட் அண்டர்லைன் பண்ணுங்க. அந்த சாந்திக்கு அட்ஜெக்டிவ் எப்படிப்பட்ட சாந்தி? சஸ்வதம், சாஸ்வத சாந்தி. சாஸ்வத சாந்தி, பாபம் இறந்து போயிட்டாருன்னா அவர் சாஸ்வத சாந்தின்னு சொல்லுவார். ஏன்னா ப்ரீவியஸ்லி யூ ஆர் சஃபரிங் வித் இஸ் வைஃப் ஆர் ஹஸ்பண்ட் தேவர் சஃபரிங் ஆர் நெய்பர்ஸ் பிரதர் இல்ல ஃபாதர் இல்ல ஆர் சம் பீப்புள் ஹி சஃபரிங். இப்ப நிம்மதி அவருக்கு, சாஸ்வதமா சாந்தி அடைஞ்சார். என்ன திருப்பி பொறுப்பாரப்பா? இல் பார்ன் அகைன், புனரபிஜனம் புனரபி மரணம், இது என்ன சாந்தி? பட் லாங் சாந்தி, அவ்வளவுதான். பர்மனன்ட் ஜாப் மாதிரி. This is not total sanity. People translate all words as though they know everything. That is why very careful when you are studying Bhagavad Gita also. You must have something here, grey matter, to think. Okay? You let the people ride on you. They think, they know, and they make it. அந்தேனைவ நீயமானா யதாந்தாஹ. பிளைண்ட் பீப்புள் லீட் அனதர் பிளைண்ட் பர்சன். என்ன எப்படி? அது மாதிரி எல்லாமே கீதா கிளாஸ் தானே சுவாமி, எல்லாரும் இதே ஸ்லோகம் தானே சொல்லிட்டு இருக்கான் அப்படி சொல்லுவா. அப்ப என்ன அர்த்தம்? அவனுக்கு அதே புரியல, இதையும் புரியல. We must have some grey matter to think. What is the difference between this teacher is teaching, that teacher is this teaching? Difference is there. OBTK, ABTK, enga ponalum paravala, ellame Bhagavatam dhaane anna. Bhagavatam paravalappa, Bhagavad Gita illa. Bhagavad Gita ki Bhagavatam ki difference theriyadhu sila perukku. Ella Bhagavatam. அது பாகவதம், இது பகவத்கீத. சில பேரு பாகவதம் கொண்டு வருவா பகவத்கீதை. அது ஒரு நீளமா இருக்கும் புத்தகம், பாகவதம் பகவத்கீதா, அந்த ஃபர்ஸ்ட் லெட்டர் பார்த்து கொண்டு வந்துருவான். அந்த மாதிரி அச்சு பிச்சியா இருந்தா என்ன புரியும் உங்களுக்கு? இந்த சஸ்வத் சாந்தி வந்ததுக்கு உபனிஷத்து பேக்ரவுண்ட் வேணும். உபனிஷத்து படிக்காமல் பகவத்கீதா யாராவது டீச் பண்ணா கூட தே கேனாட் டீச் அட் ஆல். To teach Bhagavad Gita, you must have knowledge of 10 Upanishads, thorough knowledge. Otherwise, you cannot unfold Bhagavad Gita. என்ன இந்த வேர்டு சஸ்வத் சாந்திம் நிகச்சதி, சாந்தம் சிவம் அத்வைதம், சஸ்வத் அன்னது நீங்க எக்ஸ்பிளைன் பண்ணணும். சோ தேர்ஃபோர் இப்ப நிம்மதியா நமக்கு என்ன சாந்தி வரப்போறது? சஸ்வத் சாந்தி. ஓகே, அது நிகச்சதி ஜானாதி ஹே கௌந்தேயா பிரதிஜானீஹி மே பக்தஹ ந பிரணஷ்யதி. மை டிவோட்டீஸ் நெவர் பெரிஷ். பிரதிஜானீஹி, திஸ் இஸ் மை டிக்ளரேஷன். Understand, my devotee, true devotee, nishkama bhakta, never perish. So trust on God. World dependence to God dependence, God dependence to self dependence. Moksha. Purnamadah purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnamevavasishyate. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரிஹ ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹ ஓம்.